So stigma comes from different backgrounds and different places, and sometimes we experience stigma differently. And I'd kind of be curious to hear what your experience of stigma is like with HIV.
Okay. I was diagnosed in 1997 with HIV. My husband would not even come home for work when I found out. I called him at work. I said, I need you. I just got my test results.
Yeah.
I didn't see him for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
So then I went to the family and friends, and I began to tell them what was wrong with me. My very best friend for many years had just had a baby. Her husband asked me to leave the house. I was never allowed to see the baby. I was raised in a church. I was disowned by the church. I used to go from Orlando to Tampa to visit my sister every weekend once a month. I forgot something one day, and whenever I came back to get the item, when I walked in, she was bleaching, was straight bleach her whole house down. I was all by myself. Everyone deserted me.
I was diagnosed in 2019, and it was tough for me because though I had people around me who were very supportive, I still had that internalized stigma. So I wanted to know my blood work. I wanted to know my viral load levels and my CD4 count. And a doctor walked in and he was an American doctor from Texas, seemed to be a very conservative man. And he looked at my paperwork. I told him the situation. He didn't say a word to me, but he wrote down a phone number. He handed it to me and walked out of the room without saying a word. I thought I was getting rid of the stigma at the time. You know, I was going through suicidal thoughts. I was having a really tough time. And to have him, right at the moment I thought I was coming out of that, to have him throw down that stigma even harder, it really messed with my psyche. I will say that. It really messed with my psyche. So, thank you. So I know we have very different stories, but we both experience it in ways that still touch people. And can still bring hope to our community and to educate folks on what damage stigma can cause, because it can prevent folks from seeking care, as it almost did for me. So
you're a very strong man.
Thank you for sharing.
And I appreciate you so much.
You're so strong.